Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom. Friends, I do not regret coming to work today because I'm excited to be here with you.
You're excited to teach them all about regret?
Yeah, it's not a fun topic, but it is a feeling or emotion or experience we all have. And we need to deal with it.
Yeah, that's for sure. Friends, we are on day two of our article called Dealing with Regret. We're talking about the two kinds of regret, not taking an opportunity or doing something you wish you wouldn't have done.
Right. Yesterday, we started talking about some of the ways we can deal with this feeling, how we can move on into the future and allow that regret to help us make better decisions. We have more to say, so let's jump into our first reading.
Dealing with regret. When dealing with regret about things we did not do, we must remember that uncertainty is inherent to these types of feelings. We can't be sure if we would have been happier in a different career, if the business we didn't start would have succeeded, or if we would have been happily married to someone we didn't date. We can think and think about what could have happened, but in the end, we are just speculating.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack.我们先来看 inherent 这个形容词，意思是内在的、固有的。譬如 risk is inherent in many activities, a fact people must realize before engaging in them. 许多活动都伴随着风险，人们在参与之前必须意识这一点。跟 inherent 来自同一个词源的有动词 inherit, 意思是继承。譬如Nicole will inherit her grandmother's house and plans to convert it into a bed and breakfast. Nicole 将继承祖母的房子，她计划将其改造成一间民宿。Inherit 的名词是 inheritance, 指的是遗产。譬如 Andy invested a small inheritance he had received from his uncle and became a millionaire as a result.Andy 将从叔叔那里继承的一小笔遗产并拿去投资，结果成了百万富翁。
In our first section here today, we're talking about the kind of regret that might feel even more frustrating. Regret we feel when we don't do something we wish we did. How can we deal with that?
All right, let's learn about it together with our article friends. We read here, when dealing with regret about things we did not do, we must remember that uncertainty is inherent to these types of feelings.
Okay, there is uncertainty. Uncertainty is not knowing what will happen. Things are not sure.
Uncertainty can make a lot of people feel nervous.Some people don't like the feeling of uncertainty when they don't know what's going to happen next.
Yeah, why would there be uncertainty? Well, we see in the next sentence here, we can't be sure if we would have been happier in a different career, if the business we didn't start would have succeeded, or if we would have been happily married to someone we didn't date.
We see several things here that can cause regrets, friends. Different careers, not starting a business, or once again, we're talking about not dating someone. We see this term to be happily married. This is the idea that you are in a good, joyful marriage.
Yeah, you might know many people in your life that have been happily married for years. This is something that most people long for. And sometimes you wonder if you'd made better decisions or different decisions, if that's a situation that you would be in.
Yeah, but we see here in our article, we can think and think about what could have happened, but in the end, we are just speculating. It's impossible to know what would have happened if we would have made different choices.
Right. Maybe things would have been even worse. So constantly feeling that regret and thinking about it isn't really going to help you that much.
Besides, this is just speculating about what things would have been like. Speculating means guessing without the full facts.
For example, it's important to stop speculating about the future because who knows what's going to happen.
This goes back to what we were talking about at the end of yesterday's article. All of these things in the list go back to that idea of gratitude and contentment. If you're in a career path that you don't like and you wish you would have taken another one, well, maybe it's not too late to change. Or maybe you're not just being grateful for the job that you have.
Right. Be grateful for what you do have. Don't just think about other paths that your life could have taken. Well, friends, we have more to say about this topic. It's time now for us to move to our next section. Let's go to that reading together.
Dealing with regret. Further, sometimes you may have had good reasons for not taking other paths. If you understand the reason why you made your past choices, you might regret them less. Likewise, it's important to remember the positive things about your current life. No situation is perfect, so it's best to accept that good and bad often go hand in hand.
Likewise, 意思呢是同样的, 也, 譬如, I enjoyed the book, and my friend likewise found it to be not only interesting, but inspiring. 我很喜欢这本书, 我的朋友也一样, 他觉得这本书不仅有趣, 还有启发性。 接着来看与likewise意思相近的, similarly, 意思是同样的, 相似的。 譬如, the students answered the written question so similarly that the teacher suspected they had cheated. 学生们对这道笔试题的回答很相似, 以至于老师怀疑他们作弊了。 来学另外一个副词, correspondingly, 意思也是呢, 相似的或是相应的。 譬如, as the temperature increased, the demand for cold drinks rose correspondingly, increasing beverage sales by 30%. 随着温度升高, 对冷饮的需求也相应增加了, 使饮料销售量成长了30%。
There are many reasons not to live with regret, and in this section, we'll talk about another reason not to feel regret over something you didn't do.
Yeah, our article says it right here. Further, sometimes you may have had good reasons for not taking other paths. Especially if things happened a long time ago, you might not even remember all the details that went into it. So that's something to keep in consideration as well.
Yeah, that's a good point. And we see at the beginning of that sentence a very helpful word that you could use if you were writing a paper or giving a talk. It's this word further. We use this when we're giving even more information. It can mean in addition or also.
Let's use that word further in another sentence. Further, you made the best choice at that time.
Right, so use that word when you've already given some information and you want to give even more that's about a similar topic. Now, we also saw the word paths in that last sentence.
Paths here, friends, isn't referring to a place where you walk. It's talking about a direction that you take in life.
Yeah. For example, choose your own path in life. Those decisions are yours to make. your path in life is very related to your choices.
Yeah, that's a really good point as well. We read on, if you understand the reason why you made your past choices, you might regret them less.
Yeah, you might. You won't necessarily, but there is a chance.
Yeah, for sure. Likewise, it's important to remember the positive things about your current life. When we're talking about your current life, friends, we're talking about the way things are right now.
For example, try and focus on your current life and not the future or the past. You can't control those things right now.
Yeah, our article says, no situation is perfect, so it's best to accept that good and bad often go hand in hand. I want to give an example from my personal life for this, friends, because as you know, I have kids, and the way that I did some things when my oldest child was young, I do regret. I feel that I could have been a better parent and I could have been more supportive. But it isn't really beneficial for me to think about that all the time or dwell on it, because there's things I can do now. I can be a better parent and do those things now and make sure our relationship is better in my current life. So that's the point with regret. You can think about it, but make sure you think about it in a way that makes you take a new action.
Yeah, I think this is so important in relationships, like you were saying. Often we have a lot of regret in these relationships. Maybe it's things that we said or things we did, and that can really hurt how we think about those relationships. But usually, there is always a chance for things to get better in the future.
And it's not just with relationships either. This is true for so many different things in life. If you're in a career that you don't like, well, think about your options. Is there something that you could do to make you like your job better? Or is it possible for you to change your career? It's kind of just, it has to do with your values and what you think is important.
Absolutely. And try and find ways to be thankful for what you do have in your current life. Well, friends, it is time now for us to go on an adventure. Let's go take a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? To walk hand in hand. The other day, I saw two little kids walking into school, holding hands and laughing like they had zero worries in the world. They were literally walking hand in hand. Honestly, kind of adorable. But here's the fun part. Hand in hand isn't just about holding hands. It also means two things are closely connected or happen together. For example, hard work and success often go hand in hand. Or technology and communication go hand in hand in today's world. So even if no one is actually holding hands, the idea is that these things are linked. They belong together. Now let's look at a couple of other useful hand phrases. Give someone a hand means to help. For example, Olivia gave her brother a hand with his homework. On the other hand is used to show a different idea or contrast. For example, this phone is cheap. On the other hand, it breaks easily. And here's a fun one. Get out of hand. That means something becomes out of control. For example, the party got out of hand when everyone started dancing on the tables. So whether things are connected, helpful, or totally out of control, hands are busy in English. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Dealing with regret. Finally, a lost opportunity you regret might still reveal something about yourself that you can act on. For example, if you regret not trying to become an artist, that shows you value creativity. Even if you cannot change your career, you need not despair of expressing your artistic side altogether. You may be able to ease the regret by finding a creative hobby. Regret is painful, but if we respond to it well, we can find comfort in the present and maybe even improve our lives.
After getting fired, Tony began to despair and felt like he would never find a suitable job. Tony 被解雇后开始感到绝望，觉得自己永远找不到合适的工作。与 despair 相关的一个形容词是 desperate， 意思是绝望的或是无助的。譬如 ，feeling desperate after losing her key, she asked every neighbor to keep an eye out for it。她遗失钥匙后感到很无助，于是请求每位邻居帮忙留意。Desperate 的名词是 desperation， 意思是拼命或是绝望。例如 ，In his desperation to prove himself at work, he worked long hours without taking a break。为了急于在工作中证明自己，他长时间埋头工作都不休息。That's the end of today's Language Lab. Take care and see you next time.
Well, friends, we are almost done with our lesson today. We do have one more section here. Let's continue talking about how we can move on and move through these feelings of regret.
All right, let's get right into it, friends. Finally, a lost opportunity you regret might still reveal something about yourself that you can act on. We're talking here a little bit more about lost opportunities. This is just a chance that you missed.
For example, don't cry over a lost opportunity. Try and find new ones. So here, this is talking all about those things that we wish we had done or opportunities we wish that we had grabbed hold of.
And what this sentence is saying is that these lost opportunities actually tell you something about yourself. There was a reason you didn't take that opportunity. Whether it's because there was some wisdom that you have in knowing that you shouldn't have, or maybe you lacked the confidence to take that opportunity. These are all different things that you can consider now and maybe change about yourself or appreciate about yourself.
Yeah, and maybe you can act on what you learned about yourself. We saw that phrase at the end of this sentence, to act on something. That means to do something based on information that you get.
Here's another example. It's useless to have dreams if you don't act on them.
Right. So you can act on this information based on the feeling of regret that you have over not doing something. You can have new actions or make new decisions in the future.
We see an example of this in our article. For example, if you regret not trying to become an artist, that shows you value creativity. Even if you cannot change your career, you need not despair of expressing your artistic side altogether. You know, there might have been a good reason this person didn't pursue a creative career. Maybe they just weren't that good.
Yeah, maybe you enjoy being creative or making something out of art. I know there are plenty of things that I really enjoy, but I'm glad I didn't take any opportunities to pursue them as a job because they're just not right for me.
Sometimes the things we like aren't the things that we're good at, and that's okay. And sometimes if we choose the thing that we like as a job, we start to not like it anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. And we had kind of a complicated structure in that sentence. Let's just look at it briefly. You need not despair. This just means you don't need to despair.
Yeah, and it means that you don't need to not do this thing. You can still express your artistic side. And we see that in the next sentence. You may be able to ease the regret by finding a creative hobby.
Yeah, if you are someone who likes to be creative, you can find a creative hobby. That would be a hobby or something you do, but not as a job, that involves your imagination or being creative.
Here's another example. Writing poetry or painting are both creative hobbies.
Exactly. So hopefully all of us can find some creative hobbies in our lives, and it's okay that you didn't choose to do those as your job.
Yeah, that's what our article is trying to say. All right, we have a little bit more to read together here, friends. Regret is painful, but if we respond to it well, we can find comfort in the present and maybe even improve our lives. The point here is that there are correct ways and incorrect ways to deal with regret.
Right. Friends, we've been saying this over and over again. Let's kind of summarize. What our article is saying is the best way to respond. We all have regrets. We all have feelings of regrets. That is normal. It's important to learn from those feelings and the things we have and haven't done, but don't get stuck in that. Be thankful for what you have in your current life and try to make better decisions or new decisions in the future.
Try to figure out what that regret is teaching you about yourself. Be happy with the decisions that you have made and learn how to be content. We have a little bit more to talk about in just a moment, friends, but first, let's go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看主词加 may have 加过去分词句型，意思是某件事过去可能发生过或可能是这样，用来表示对过去可能发生的事情做推测或假设。这个结构常用在对未知或不确定的过去情况做推测。如果可能性比较低，可以用 might have， 如果可能性比较高，就用 must have。 在否定用法中， may not have 与 can't have 的差别在于推测的准确度。前者表示也许没发生，后者表示不可能发生。来看这个例句。 Her phone may have been on silent mode when she missed your call. 她当时漏接你电话，可能是手机设了静音模式。
Friends, we've reached the end of this article, and that means we're going to take a look at today's Talk About It question. Are you ready to discuss it, Garrett?
I think I am.
All right, here it is. What advice would you give to someone who was struggling with regret?
All right, what advice would I give? Well, I think we had lots of great advice in this article. I would say you need to make sure you're not getting stuck in thinking through these things over and over again in your head. If you are doing that, maybe remove yourself a bit, find something that distracts you, or some new pursuit or opportunity where you can feel some sense of achievement.
Something that we didn't mention in our article today is sometimes regret can be a symptom. What do I mean by that? Well, sometimes we're not happy with our current situation, maybe our relationships or our job or something like that. And we're experiencing regret because we have problems in our current lives right now. The advice that I would give would be to identify why you have those problems. Is it because you're not putting enough effort into your marriage? Is it because you have coworkers that you don't get along with? Why are you unhappy now? That might be why you're experiencing regret. You need to deal with those things.
That's a good point. Maybe you didn't make the wrong decisions in the past, but you have important future decisions you need to make.
Yeah, and sometimes you just need to identify, do I need to take action to change something going on in my life right now? This has been a really deep lesson, friends, and we hope you have gotten something out of it and learned a lot of English along the way. But that is all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.